Thank you, Leslie. Green-fingered volunteers are joining forces with students to bring new plant life to Norwich. The Norwich Growing Communities Partnership will see more than 60 varieties of plants from thousands of seeds grown at City College, Norwich, and people's homes. Participants are being encouraged to grow the seeds in module plug trays before they are planted in near housing and roads, as well as in gardens, parks, and community spaces. Terry Bain, Horticultural and Funding Officer for Norwich City Council, said, "Planting and gardening is Britain's number one hobby. It is good to see the youngsters getting involved. There will be hundreds of thousands of seeds which will be distributed. We thought growing seeds in module plug trays would be a bit of a challenge and a good way for people to network. It would also be a good way of reintroducing people to the art of sowing seeds." He added, "The plants will be good for biodiversity and attract wildlife. The partnership has been funded by about £400 from the City Council. It includes Lakenham and Town Close Green Spaces, Heavenly Gardens, St Stephen's Church Volunteers, Friends of Norwich in Bloom, Friends of Jubilee Park, NR2 Community Gardening Project, the Conservation Volunteers, and people involved with outdoor spaces in the train station and City Hall."
A Cringleford care home had bird feeders filled and binoculars at the ready when it took part in this year's RSPB Big Garden Birdwatch. Residents at Cavill Court participated in the annual wildlife survey and recorded the number of birds as well as other wildlife species that they spotted in their garden. The residents were joined by police cadets to help identify the different species of birds and local wildlife in the home garden. There was also a special visit from Norfolk Wild Encounters, which brought a selection of birds of prey for residents to interact with, including a burrowing owl, a great grey owl, and a European eagle owl. Samantha Woods, the customer relations manager at Cavill Court, said, "The bird watch is a popular activity with our residents every year, so we were delighted to welcome the children and Norfolk Wildlife Encounters to join us for the big event. All of the residents enjoyed taking part and learning more about the wildlife in our garden."
He is the man with all the answers on the popular quiz show Pointless. And when a Norfolk woman gave him a public ticking off for not using the Queen's English when on television, he was quick to respond. Osman and fellow host Alexander Armstrong were told off on the EDP letters page by June Webb from Wymer Road, Aylsham. She said, "I find it extremely irritating that whilst I am watching BBC programmes, The Pointless, hosted by Alexander Armstrong and assisted by Richard Osman, that when introduced he replies, 'Hi,' not 'Hello.' Then again, during University Challenge, the candidates respond whilst being introduced with 'Hi.' These are well-educated people. Can they not use the Queen's English? How did the BBC know control of the language used? Do other readers find the use of 'Hi' as irritating as me?" The letter was put out on Twitter, gaining considerable attraction. Osman later replied with, "Hello, hello, hello."
A popular Norwich City Centre coffee shop has reopened with a whole new look. Roots Coffee Shop on Pottergate closed for 5 weeks over the Christmas period while undergoing a complete revamp and rebranding. On Friday the 2nd of February, the business reopened as Rabbit. Owner Claire Yaxley revealed the change was due to a desire to start afresh. The 34-year-old from Norwich said, "I set up the business 5 years ago with a business partner. Then I left, but I returned 18 months ago. I knew when I took the coffee shop back over that I wanted to start afresh at some point, and last month I finally decided to do it." She added, "We closed for a total of 5 weeks. The first two were spent with family over Christmas, then 3 weeks of hard work revamping the inside. We're now officially back open and better than ever."
That's all on this part of Chatterbox. So it's goodbye from
Alison Aplin
and Don Cleaver. Please stay tuned for Information Desk, more news, and a feature about the return of a convicted Norwich fraudster.